Good morning. You can imagine how good it is to be back in your favourite woods, to walk the path that you've walked many times before, and to see the colour in the trees, the deciduous ones and the evergreen ones, and to walk on, to meet occasional strangers, or strangers who you may have met before but don't know well. Except your dog knows their dog. And I can see the ends of the blackberries. There's no good left in them now. They've all turned. Some of these pines will be losing their leaves soon. Only some of them are keep their leaves all winter. Others lose it. Path is 2 meters wide. It's built specially, I guess, for lorries to come in and out in order to harvest the trees. And each side of the path, I suppose you'd say, there's a mixture of wildflowers, cobwebs, grasses and water. And inside there, to my left, is the deep dark wood where flesh-eating leprechauns used to live in the old days before they went underground. This is about 3 kilometers of a walk. Perfect for me before I return to my favourite cafe, Beva, in Glanmire, and settle down for a good chat with my great friend Owen O'Leary. But the cobwebs are great. They're hanging low. You can see how a feast of cobwebs. What is the collective noun for cobwebs? There you are. There's something for the pub quiz. The collective noun for cobwebs. There are collective nouns for people. I guess that's a crowd of people. Collective nouns for dogs. I guess that's a pack of dogs. Pack of wolves. What's the collective noun for cats? God, I don't know what the collective noun for cats is. Well, it's hardly likely to be a feast of cats. Mind you, cats are not usually to be found in crowds. Look at all those cobwebs. The spiders have been at it. I've got to take a photograph. I'm going to call that thing I photographed the cobweb tree. And the cobweb tree sounds to me like a good name for a poem. We are in a web. You're in a web, I'm in a web. And we're not quite trapped in the web. It is possible, is it, to crawl out of a spider's web before the spider comes and eats you? It's possible to avoid a web, slip around the side of it, but for the most part, it's impossible. You're in a web, whether you like it or not. I'm trying to take a photograph of the web. I'd like to have several photographs of the web, but the complication is that the web is not exactly in the right contrast. Let me see, maybe this will work. Yes, this will work. Now the question is how to show the web off. into full effect. Yes, to be human is to live in a web. The interconnectivity of an infant with whoever's looking after the infant and the wider society and the wider extended family. These are webs we can't escape from. I know well, as a man who was divorced from his first wife, it's a relationship I have for the rest of my life. I'm in that web. She's the mother of my children, and actually we get on quite well, but that's neither here nor there. If we got on badly, we'd still be in a web. Yeah. Friends can leave a web. Friends can stop talking to you. Friends can stop being friends. And, you know, you're no longer in that web of friendship. But I guess it's true to say you can't get rid of your mother, your father. So look, just like spiders, they abandon their webs. They must abandon their webs. Surely one spider doesn't stay in guard over its web for the rest of its life. So they make webs. Humans make webs. You've made many webs, and you're trapped. You're held firm within many webs. And I'm going to stop talking about webs, except that we all know about the interweb. It was a pretty obvious word to apply to the internet, wasn't it? The web. Pretty obvious. With hindsight, very obvious. But when's the last time you said to other people, you know, we're in this web together? Could say we're in this team together, we're in this group together, we're in this organization together. But when did you apply the word web to it? I connect with people within the same web. I live in a bubble. You live in a bubble, so that's your web. So maybe web isn't that obvious a word. Anyway, who cares? Ferns, green ferns, green shoots. For a type of green which is bright. Contrast against the darker greens of the grasses and the wild growth. This place is tended. This is a garden here. Except that it's a garden only from one helicopter view. I see trees, stumps down there, almost as if the entire field was growing stumps. Certainly no trees down there. Lots of turned up soil, which looks dark, almost gives you the feeling that there's been a fire here. The only fire here is the fire in your own belly, Paul. I feel really, in a kind of a way, in touch with the fires in California, Oregon, and the people who are lost. And who have lost. Oh, Eunice, there's a blue plastic bag. Desecration. This is not a place for litter. This is not a place where people come and leave no trace. No. This is a place where people leave lots of traces. They come with their dogs and their dogs leave their trace. And people work here. Landscape is always morphing, slipping into a different shape. And people don't come here in their tents. was himself. Louis, 5 years old, met a woman who had three dogs with her a little bit further back before I started recording. She said one of the dogs was her neighbor's dog who had jumped into the car when she was taking her two dogs out here. I guess that has happened before. She said, no, she asked me, did your dog have any trouble in the woods? And she meant, did your dog ever run away into the woods and not come back for ages? So I told her about my 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Well, I guess if Louis was gone for 5 to 8 minutes, the first 4 minutes I was never particularly anxious, and the last 4 minutes I was in a mild, controlled state of panic. But this woman said, in the early stages, and her dog had a bit of beagle in him, that the dog had been gone for 4 hours. It's possible to laugh about it now, but if that had happened to me, I'd never been home, and I definitely would have found it hard to sit here for hours waiting for the dog to come back. But I'd have been impotent. I mean, when your dog runs away into the wood, you have some influence for a short period of time while the dog is within calling distance. And maybe if you have one of these super duper whistles which can be heard by the dog and not heard by a human, maybe that will work. But after that doesn't work, you just abandon yourself to the gods and say whatever will be, will be. You have to go and do a lot of therapy in order to be able to say that. That's tough. Oh my goodness, it's hard to get away from the cobwebs. In my entire life, in all the years of my maturity, I have never seen so many cobwebs. Either. Maybe there's a giant spider in this wood that has given birth to thousands of spiders, and this is their playground. This is, and they have the upper hand in this playground here, and any newcomer spiders are chased away. So this is the garden of the children of the giant spider. The spider mother. The mother of all spiders. Who's so big it can never be seen. Maybe I'm walking inside a spider. Maybe the whole universe is inside a spider. And I don't know it. Have you ever thought that perhaps this entire universe, in its immensity or apparent immensity, is really contained within a container, the boundaries of which are set by its owner? And that we are all growths within the container. Have you ever thought about those kind of things? It's different from being saying we're all balanced on the end of the tip of an elephant's trunk. Perhaps we're all inside. A creature whose name is reality. The creature of reality. Or the creature named reality encompasses within itself all that is, all that has ever been, because things are recycled, of course. Things are come and go and feed the next generation. Yes. Do you think that the innards of the spider that sets the framework for reality, do you think the innards are being heated up? Do you think there's infection within? What do you think? Do you think? Do you care? Does it matter to you? Are you still listening to yourself? Okay, that's the end of the homily. Still on the track. It's become now 3 meters wide. And I've come to yet another T-junction. I'd call it a crossroads, but that would be misleading. I will be turning left. I wish you reflection.